We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, it is time for our chat with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Howdy, sir. How we doing?
Hey, we're doing well. Thank you. How about you guys?
Man, we're doing fantastic. Do have to make it an admission to you, and I hope this is okay. We went to a Dodgers game last night because we're out here in Oxnard for Cowboys training camp, and we rooted for the Dodgers mainly because we want the Twins to not interfere in any potential wild card scenario.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Yeah. I'm thinking like you are, teams that we'll be competing down the stretch here with. So, no, as much as or as many times as I've rooted for them to get beat, I totally get that one.
Okay, good. We just wanted to make sure we knew you would understand our logic on that front.
Now, Boach, the last night, though, this is an interesting kind of – you don't have to comment on the team or the player, but Teoscar Hernandez bobblehead night, and he was not in the lineup. And we were kind of curious, have you ever been asked, hey, make sure that guy stays in the lineup, it's his bobblehead night, before?
Actually, it's come up where I didn't have a guy in the lineup and go, it's his bobblehead night. But, I guess we don't look, I guess we should look at promotional stuff. But, not that this cliche this thing is, you still got to do what's right. Who knows? He might need it a day, whatever. But, that's definitely a tough day to take a night off.
Absolutely. And his family was there. It was this whole to-do. So, obviously, keep stacking up wins. I think we all understand that is the name of the game. But how encouraging is it for you, for the guys, to come out so hot in the second half of the season, especially with the trade deadline looming over not just y'all, but every team in Major League Baseball?
Well, I think we all know what's at stake as we go into the second half, especially this first homestand and the teams that we're playing, that, in order for us to, stay in this thing, get to where we want to go, this was going to be a big homestand. We finished up on a good note. I was just hoping that didn't break the momentum. And, these guys came back ready to go. And we're doing what we need to do, and that's win games. I think everybody realized that. And I know the staff and I did, and the players, these guys want to get there. So they'll be fighting the rest of the way.
And when you talk about stacking up those wins, you guys logically have also stacked up series wins over the last 14 series, 10 wins, only 3 series losses, and then 1 split. I know, tracking the standings every day would drive anybody insane, but does it not always feel like, hey, as long as we're winning series, we're logically progressing in the right direction?
Right. You do that the rest of the way. You're going to be there, but you also know that, hey, if it doesn't happen, then you can't panic. Just keep focusing forward and win ball games. You're going to stumble down the stretch. Hopefully not, because we're in a situation where, obviously, we can't afford a hiccup here or there. So, come out every day ready to go. That's all you can do. And these guys I can't say enough about how they are staying focused and doing all they can to win a ball game.
Now, yesterday, obviously, a lot of standout performances to discuss. I wanted to go specifically to Corey Seager for just a second. On base streak up to 23 games. And during that, a ridiculous 1.148 OPS. We talk about Marcus Semien's been hot. Adolis, when he gets hot, is as good as anybody in baseball. But Corey Seager and how much he's heated up over the span of just about the last month.
Well, you're seeing a great hitter, a great player get locked in is what it is, and we've seen it before with him when he gets his timing. It's incredible what he can do, and uses his whole field too. It's just not pulling the ball. He's one of the best hitters in the game, and so you know, we need him. I mean, to be doing what he's doing, that's beyond. But that's how good he is, and that's what great hitters, when they get on the roll and get in that zone, man, it's a joy to watch.
Is there ever a look or an attitude that you can tell, whether it's for Seager or anybody else, that, hey, I think they're about to be in that zone? I think they're about to really take off.
Yeah. Just watching the bats, how they take pitches, the swings are getting off. The result may not work out, but, yeah, I think you look at the quality of the AB. Sometimes you can have a night and you hit three balls hard. It's right at them. And we just have to remind the hitter, if you do that, you did your job. You beat the pitcher. He's got, you know, guys out there helping him, so he's not going to beat you. So, you know, don't get flustered by it. Keep throwing out those good at bats, and got a couple guys we need to get in the zone, or at least get their timing down. And you know, if that happens, we'll be fine this second half.
Yeah, and I've been discussing that off air with Kevin a lot about the timing of these players and how you've been kind of discussing that with us all season long, and now it's starting to come around. To continue in that question. The Josh Young, since he's been back and when he went down, can you tell a difference in maybe the bounce in his steps and, from before and now?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, to come back and hit a home run your first at bat.
Yes.
It was huge for us, but I think for him, he went down working on some things, and it took him a while to get his timing, and because you're still seeing good pitching down there. But, you know, as we went into this homestand here, you know, we said we need our guys there. You know, this is who we're going to battle with, and he's one of them. So, you know, to come up and make an impact on, you know, so fast, so quickly, we're lucky, you know, that we have a guy like this that we could call on. And so his presence, I keep talking about, I said, it's made a big difference for this club, too, to have one of their guys in that lineup again.
You talked about, you know, obviously Josh Young had to work on some things. I'm really curious. Did you think it was more about physical adjustments, more of a mental reset, or is it logically just a combination of both?
I think both. I do. You know, anytime players go into their little skids, slumps, whatever you want to call it, it becomes a mental deal, yeah. And then, you know, they start changing things, or the slump can be caused by a mechanical move. And we have all this information that we can give players, looking at swings, their current swings versus when they were going well. We are they striding more? Are they not getting their foot down? All these little things that they were doing well before. So, yeah, it's both. One starts the other one, though, I can tell you that. The frustration when you're not having good results, then it starts to beat you up mentally. You know, some guys, I mean, to the point they lose sleep and they come in here and they hit for an hour, they're trying to figure it out. Then you get to the point of diminishing return by overdoing it.
I know versatility is always a good thing to have on the club. I'm curious in terms of John Gray, kind of what y'all envision for him coming back, and were there any discussions at all about him potentially closing?
He's going to help out everywhere. You know, John is a guy that can give you multi-innings and a high-leverage role. He can start. He could close games. We're excited, first of all, I mean, to get him back and we saw what he did for us in the postseason, pitching out of the bullpen, and he's got good fastball with the slider, and he's got the experience, and we need help right now with Martin going down. So, yeah, you'll see him in the different roles. He could get a spot start when we have this long stretch without a day off, you know, to give the guys a break. So we'll see where we're at.
You'd mentioned how enjoyable it is to have somebody like Marcus Semien who can go throughout the lineup and he's not like really complaining about it. Same thing for John Gray then. How nice of an asset is it to have somebody that's like, maybe we needed to start, maybe it's a spot start in the bullpen, maybe closing. How much of a luxury is it to have that kind of person who's like, hey, whatever the team needs?
I tell you, for a manager, it's such a nice luxury, it can be, you know, kind of a rare deal too when you have guys like John Gray. And I'll go back to Dunning. You look what he did in 23. He was in the bullpen, saving us there with the length he was giving us. Jacob went down and stepped in. And you look at Lats, what he's doing this year. Those guys are invaluable. They actually, you can argue they're the most valuable guy on the staff because of their versatility, their length, and ability to pitch high leverage situations and ability to start.
You ever have those tough conversations with somebody and they were unwilling to do something like that? And like, how did you respond with that?
A couple times, sure. You're going to have that career when you're changing roles or whatever. And, you just tell them this is what we think is best for the club. But not very often, though. But you're always going to get one guy that's kind of set in his way and the ego gets in the way. And, sometimes you got to make a move with that player because if he's unhappy, he's not going to accept it, then he's not going to do a good job at it or try to do a good job. And you want him in the right frame of mind. But, I've seen amazing guys, pitchers. Tim Lincecum, for example, who was one of our starters, won two Cy Youngs and had to put him in the bullpen, to help us out. And he said, hey, I just want to win, whatever you want. And he did a great job down there. And that's the attitude that hopefully these guys have when you do have to make a change in their role.
Yeah, we've always felt like your club, this club specifically, has some pretty good dudes on it. Speaking of, Rowdy Tellez, he seems like a good dude. What kind of personality does he bring to this clubhouse now that he's kind of here for this time?
He's loose. He's got a sense of humor. I think players have a lot of fun with him. He doesn't live far from here, so I know he's excited about being here, but another veteran that guys joke around with, and he's fun to watch. When you look at him, he looks like the big bully that stole your lunch money and ate it too, though. But here he is helping us win ball games now.
I love it. I love it.
Did you by chance hear anything about his interview with our afternoon show yesterday?
No. Tell me about it.
No.
they might have really focused on the weight as part of a lot of their interview questions, and I know he's a funny guy. I don't know if he totally loved all of those questions.
He seemed like a good dude. Yeah. He did a great job with it yesterday.
Yeah, no, he is. He's been great. He's been a nice addition.
Can you tell us anything about the thoughts about Eovaldi? Is it possible he'll start Friday or Saturday?
Yeah, right now we got him scheduled to pitch on Friday. All goes well today. He has a bullpen, and then that will clear the way for him to start Friday.
And I know it was his back and not his arm, but coming back from, missing a start, are there any restrictions on him or anything like that if he does pitch on Friday?
No. We feel like, he's good to go. His normal start, around 90 pitches in there. Like you said, it wasn't the arm. It hasn't been that long.
And then I don't ever want to lose sight of this. One of the things we were talking about earlier in the show is not only is Jacob DeGrom pitching very well, but how huge has it been that your team has been able to take advantage of those quality starts? Because that's something, whether you look at Pittsburgh with Paul Skeens or any number of different places, just because you get a good start doesn't necessarily mean you'll win the game.
Oh, you're right. You're right. No, it's a good point. Nothing bothers the manager more. Probably everybody, when you get a good start, a great start, and you don't win the game, lose 1-0 or 2-1. But we have taken advantage of it, as you said. That is big. That is big. Those are the games, you feel like you should win, and you should. That's been going very well, how we're finding ways to win his games with his quality starts.
I am really curious. I know the key for you as the manager is just to win the game, but what do you think about the concept of pitcher wins? Is that still important? Because I know there's a lot of fans out there who are like, meh, starting pitching wins is not that important anymore because of this and that. Do you still think that's an important stat?
Yeah, I, you know what? There's something about a win. I still think it is. It's lost its value in our game, you know, the way pitching is being used. But I know as a kid, man, I looked at it, you know, number one's a pitcher. And, it's too bad because, you know, it's like the batting average, home runs, RBI. Well, home runs are still there. But, it's just where the game has changed. But I hate to see that because, you know, it lost the focus, the mentality of the starting pitcher going, I'm going to get a win tonight. I'm going to get him deep in the game. I'll figure a way to win this ball game. It may not be a pretty win. It may be, you know, you're scoring runs, you're giving up runs, but you're battling to do what you can to get that W. And we probably have lost that just a little bit.
Yeah, a great example of kind of the signs of the times of baseball. The first time I saw it at Globe Life Field, instead of the batting average next to the players, it was the OPS that got put up there. And, man, that was just like, I know why, but that kind of like you were talking about with the wins, that kind of felt like a culture shock for a longtime baseball fan.
Oh, yeah. No, it has. Believe me, my wife, she got on me about that. She goes, I want the batting average up there.
Well, yeah, tremendous. Obviously, team closed out on a roll, been doing really well. Best of luck today against the A's. And then best of luck finishing out the homestand against the Braves. Appreciate it, sir.
All right, guys. Thank you. Always good talking to you.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. And Bruce Bochy, of course, is brought to you by Olshan. And, you know, whenever you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today.